Hello everyone, we're going to be doing a commentary, first Mondas commentary, and it's of Dimensions and Time, the 1993 Children Need Special, and I've got Danny with us, and Danny's ready for the torture.
I've kind of flicked through it, but I don't think I've seen it with the sound on, so I'm going to be coming, I've seen clips, so I'm going to be coming to the complete experience quite raw.
Did you see it at the time, by the way?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh God! Because when I was a kid, I got the glasses ready, the 3D glasses ready for Children Need and stuff, and obviously the Dark Dimension was since found out was going to be the big one they were going to do, but they couldn't get Tom Baker to realise he wasn't the centre of the universe. He still thinks he is, but we've obviously got Dimensions in Time, like written. Co-written by John Nathan Turner as well. Which is odd. it was presented on Noah's house party as the first part and stuff. And there's an interactive element at one point as well. I'm really liking the fact that you're fresh to it as well. It's really cool.
This is going
to
be. I kind of know it by reputation. I've seen a couple of clips of it, and I know the rough premise of it. The fact that it was in 3D is extraordinarily appealing because one of my favourite things is old school 3D films not in 3D where people kind of lean into the camera and maybe hold a cup.
Oh, this one is quality 3D. There's lots of spinning things that come close to the camera and stuff.
Oh, tell me we've got early CG.
It's actually not bad some of the moments, but that's not the thing. We're gonna do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and it's 1:46 in. I must just say, I'll start that countdown again. So it's one.
Hang on,
minute
yeah, it's gone back as well. But hang on, 2 seconds.
Yeah. So basically, it's Doctor Who, Dimensions in Time, Children Need, 1993, HQ 480p. That's what it's listed as, and it's the full thing rather than the two parts separate. And 1:46 in the way is when the episode actually starts, rather than all the crap that's before it.
Yeah.
So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! Look at this! Fancy! Fancy 3D.
That's a drain, isn't it? On the right, that's a sink. And
look at this!
Oh wow!
Yes.
Kate O'Mara.
Yeah, Kate O'Mara and their little helper and
Hawk. The actor Samuel West.
Ah, oh, right.
Yeah, son of Fred West. and there's the disembodied heads of Troughton and Hartnell.
The thing is, as well, you get new theme tune. Look at this theme tune.
Oh, crikey.
The raved up who?
Wow. Have I done pills? Can I do pills?
I liked it at the time, and I still have a fondness for it in a way. Because I think it's a raved up version.
Yeah. See, I've heard this before, and I think I might have thought it was the orbital version.
Oh, right. Oh, there's Tom.
Oh, well done. You won't rock up for the Five Doctors, but you'll turn up for this.
I know, that's the thing I didn't really understand, why he did this.
Without the hair.
He's very, very hammy in this.
Well, he's Tom Baker.
this is post-hammy, even for him.
what's the stage when you cure pork beyond ham? There must be like a kind of a super ham.
Yeah, it's super ham in 3D.
Yeah. And there's lots of kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, I can imagine this would have been. Look at that. There's a kind of a morphing red blob.
This is 1993, you know. You've got to have them sort of weird sort of stereotypes, weirdness. It reminds me of some sort of pop video as well. At times.
Yeah, it's
Tom
like
Baker singing.
There's a Manson video we didn't know about. Oh, Sidemen! I've been put away now.
When I was a kid as well, they used the term menagerie. It was the first time I'd ever heard menagerie. I think I was, how old was I being? 11? Yeah, 11 year old, I was like, menagerie?
Well, I mean, if nothing else, it's improved your vocabulary. So
And I thought it was sample. Exactly the same, basically. It's not much different to me, it hasn't changed.
Just enhanced by Menagerie. Oh.
Ooh, interception.
Interception. Kate Amara. Glamorous there. Oh. And...
the Cutty Sark.
Crikey. Yeah. With a big barrel of ginger beer at the front. A7 and ace.
Reunited 4 years later.
Wow. Wonder what this must have been like for them.
It must be quite weird because they've probably eaten together for about a minute.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how it keeps changing. They keep flicking between doctors.
Oh, I kind of, yeah. Oh, hello. Classic tap. What year are we?
What?
She's Tree Food Tom now. That's weird. On CBeebies.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, she's and David Tennant is a man with an acorn for a hat. Oh!
Wait, you see? Gone vegan now.
Hey, with slightly diminished hair. Bless him.
Now on Albert Square.
Oh my God. They would never do this kind of thing now. Steamo would have a flipping aneurysm. Geeta and Sanjay!
It's weird that the things they do for kind of charity and stuff, because recently I saw Whitechapel on the set of some sort of game show on ITV.
Whitechapel?
So, yeah, doing stuff, so it's weird. Pertwee, this is a combination you've always wanted, isn't it?
Three and Mel. Okay.
You see, so all these fruits and all that come out at you with the 3D glasses on.
Oh, that would be amazing. It's a guava half coming at me from... Oh, hello, it's... It's,
but they aged, you see how they've aged them?
With kind of weird, oddly kind of higher skulls somehow. when did Pertwee pass away?
I think it was mid to late 90s, because around this sort of time he was doing Ghost Event Space and stuff on radio, so...
Oh, good. So, yeah, sorry.
He still looks all right, doesn't he? He still looks exactly the same.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't really changed a great deal from... I think him and Seven probably got away with it best. Oh, Christ, what's happened here?
Yeah, we've moved back to a different thing. See, it's all going all over the shop.
Jesus.
Oh, that's Ian, you're supposed to be...
Tiny Adam Woodyate, that. Oh, crikey. And Susan!
Susan in there as well, yes. Colin Baker looks like he's been told, well, you've got to do most of the work today, so.
Well, Colin Baker just looks like he's just been hanging around in the costume, waiting for an opportunity, really, and it's been a few years, bless him.
So this is in two parts, by the way, and there's a big cliffhanger at the end, so.
Good.
Big cliffhanger.
Just after EastEnders
Sarah Jane. Watch out for the transport in the background. Watch the cool little thing going past. Ooh, look at that.
That's the for the rail. And Eddie Izzard. Hey, three and Sarah Jane.
Not the Ronnie. Can't be the Ronnie. She's not a genius.
No, she's just... She's just amoral.
Do you think that's a good look? I'm not sure.
What, for Sarah Jane?
Yeah,
they did dress her up a lot like Andy Pandy, didn't they? Yes, yeah. Quite glad they didn't do that for Sarah Jane Adventures. She wouldn't be becoming a woman in her 50s.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, it's stretching it now. Oh.
Ronnie's getting angry. Oh, release the specimens. Oh, Davidson. Nissa, Perry.
And five.
Yeah, it's all United. No Adric.
Yeah, weird that.
Nicola Bryant still looks good. Oh, yeah.
And Nissa kind of looks like she's had some supply teacher work.
Yeah, she does, yeah.
Yeah.
She's changed quite a bit, whereas Nicola Bryant hasn't.
No, Nicola... Oh, Nicola Bryant.
These crazy camera angles.
Wow, this is like Bad Boys or something. Martin Lawrence and Will Smith.
Oh, look at them chasing them. But they're not hello. Shooting them. They're not trying to shoot them either.
And they're just kind of ambling. Oh, hello. Who's in the thick?
It's a tech trap.
This has gone mental.
They just using all this stuff we need to get rid of. So.
Longleat probably wasn't taking to the exhibition anymore.
Hey, wow. Dragonfire.
Quality. oh no, you guys. If only you had like some kind of sonic screwdriver. Oh, Time Lord.
Big cliffhanger.
Oh. These feel like Anthony Ainley lines.
So that was part one, and to be continued. So that was the big cliffhanger. So they actually, just to fill people in, they then got the general public to vote for who they wanted to save the Doctor. And that's real. They genuinely did. And it was between someone called Mandy, who was on EastEnders, and Big Ron. And you could vote to see who would end up saving them.
Mandy or Big Ron, eh?
Yeah. You see, they're
the state.
Look at them.
Big Ron is sadly no longer with us.
Indeed. Legend. So you had a first interactive element in Doctor Who, probably history, which is a good thing. No one wants interactive.
Until we have to choose who regenerates into the 12th Doctor, yeah.
Ooh, that'll be interesting. In 3D, obviously.
Yeah, Shane Ritchie. And others.
Mondes.
Oh.
We'll go black.
Oh, here we go. Edmund is back with that.
It's a criminal shirt. What's going on there? Is it got some sort of Egyptology? Yeah, it's got...
It looks like Buddha. It might be.
Oh, right. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was some sort of pyramid there at first, but no.
This is something to do with cosmic ordering. I know he likes that.
Oh, right. He was doing it subtly back in them days.
Well.
Ooh, who won?
Blimey. Who got all the money? Oh, Children in Need, of course.
Oh, the glasses. I've still got them glasses. Oh, yes.
I'm just going to put two random glasses on. If you still have them and you watch the YouTube, surely that works.
It does work. Yes, it does work. But I'm not doing this time because I'm trying to focus on the storyline.
Of course. Yeah. it's like The Wire or something.
The second part's a lot shorter and a lot more kind of just feels like, oh, whatever, we're done, because we're bored now. So.
Yeah, it was just good. It was race to the end. Yada, yada, yada. Oh.
What would the resolution be like? Well, it's very intriguing. It's shit. What are you feeling now? Are you feeling love for it?
I'm feeling bemusement at it.
Yeah, it's a shock to the system.
And definitely the feeling that there's no way the current production team will let them get away with doing this at all.
Ooh.
Ooh. But he can.
You know he will.
Of course he will. It's just locked in a garden square. Yes.
Oh, yes, I love stuff like this. Summon them all up.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, crikey.
Let's show attack him. Go on, karate.
She kind of looks like Paul McGann.
Oh, you almost knew she would save them.
By young ragamuffin Mandy. Hey, Unit and Bessie. Why not Benton?
Hey, I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
But was Benton in Hollywood? Was he in Hollywood by this point?
I'm not sure.
I recall from all the interviews I've seen him on DVDs, he's by a pool in LA. Oh, now here with this shit just got real, yo.
Well, you got the brig.
I'm saluting. How could you not?
Oi!
Hey!
They were obviously never together, were they, on screen before?
No, I believe not.
No.
Kind of a shame.
Hmm. Oh, Banner TARDIS. Look at the flooring.
Yeah.
Greenwich.
Oh, was that Ian? Oh, Mitchell
it
Brothers.
Was. Oh, Angry Men.
Sontarans.
Wait for it, wait for it. Who's it going to be? Hey.
Oh, sweet. Mrs. Richard Dawkins.
Hey.
Everybody take a drink.
So it's going to be like this next series.
Oh, know? Yeah.
Who all the time?
Doctor Who?
Hey. Wait for it. Oh, comedy.
Oh, it's the late Mike Reed, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, and ham it up.
Yeah.
Victoria hamming it up. Come on.
Hey.
Pertwee seem to have clocked up the minutes in this one.
Yeah, this is Pertwee heavy.
Yeah.
A fair play. Pertwee's awesome.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Wait for it. Hey.
It's Leela in...
I don't know what...
Some kind of... Wow.
What's happening there?
It's probably done her more favours than if they'd asked her to wear the old leather bikini.
But it's a bit of a random look, nonetheless.
It really is. It's kind of Native American disco. And a lot of perm work there. So, was this before or after she was actually in EastEnders? I can't remember. Because it was Rose Marco, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was before, yeah.
Maybe this got her the part.
Wait. Interesting use of locations. Seems to be Greenwich and Albert Square.
That's the only two places in London that matter.
Obviously, yeah, and we've got K9 in this as well.
Fantastic. He's not going to be going down those steps, is he?
No, he's just hovering about.
Yeah, I'll just do stuff up here. Oh,
he's doing that thing again.
Hey, well done, Tom.
Don't know what's happening, but...
They've activated the converter.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, and it's made...
coming back.
It's made the frightening... Can we not get these to the staggering stories, people? Because it kind of looks like it should go with the head of Pertwee, those two.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
It's the guts of about three Amigas there, I think.
Hey, that's it.
Way!
Mondes.
I feel like they're applauding us for our efforts as well, I think.
Yeah, for actually putting up with it.
Yeah.
yeah. It's an oddity, because like, on evaluation, how many Ronnies would you give it then?
You're going to have to think about that. I mean, it is entertaining. It's very, very poor. Very poor indeed. crikey. I'm, like, for chuckles, I'm going to give it 3.5 Ranis. This is at a 5 Rani scale, isn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, maybe... I'll bump it up to 4, because there is actually an actual Rani in it. So, yeah, 4 Ranis for mirth.
Wow.
For quality, for actual serious quality. Yeah, that's... We end up owing Ranis. We've gone into minus negative Ranis. Like, we have to cast another 5 Ranis.
There was some nice moments where you got people meeting who hadn't met in the actual classic series, so that's good.
Yeah,
so, you know,
like, yeah.
Brig and Colin Bacon and stuff. So, you know, I suppose it's nice that, and we got to see Colin Bacon and Sophie Aldred back on screen together. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if you think about the other kind of oddities that have been, you know, you've had Time Crash, you've had what was the Steve Moffat one that he did? Where
the Curse of Fatal Death.
That was fun. You know?
That was good. That was good. I mean, and Time Crash is interesting because it's yeah, I mean, it was like, yeah, 5 and 10 Doctor and future son-in-law. Weirdly, that worked really, really well, and they did some nice stuff to get around the whole fact that obviously Peter Davison kind of doesn't quite look as trim as he did when he was actually on active duty. Because the Fatal Death was just the right kind of Doctor Who spoof. And it, I mean, obviously, it was kind of treated it with affection and respect. and wasn't entirely reverent, but there's parts of that that, yeah, just the kind of, oh yeah, any old Doctor Who stuff, they'll watch it because it's Doctor Who, and you know, they'll just like it. Any old crap will do. That's, you know, it's J&T. But yeah, it's probably the least good of these, like, confections, shall we say.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So in terms of how can people find you on Twitter and any websites or podcasts that you want to tell anyone about?
Okay, I'm probably the best way to find out the various things that I'm up to is just I'm at DannyDavies23 on the Twitters.
Mundus podcast.